98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Bickley and Marotta. Social Studies. Brought to you by Carol Royce Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Get more money selling your home. Go to highestprice.com. That's highestprice.com.
Every day at 9 o'clock, we dive into what's going on our social media account on Twitter at Bickley underscore Marotta. Here to do that with us, the one, the only, Sarah Cazil.
Hello.
Hello.
I really like that. Now I'm thinking, wow, if we can get Vince to do PA for each of us, like intros for each of us, that would be kind of fun.
I could do that.
Yeah. I'm not going to pay you, though.
Lord knows I'm not using my PA chops or anything else these days.
Oh! Dang.
Got to rest that voice box for an extra month this year.
Yeah. Congrats to you on that, I guess. Welcome into Social Studies, everyone. We are on Twitter at Bickley underscore Marotta. Come hang out with us there. Not just during social studies, but especially during social studies. Let's check in with ourselves first, guys. Let's do some self-evaluations. How are we feeling? Which stage of grief are we in right now following the Suns' very early playoff exit? The four of the five stages are listed.
I didn't put bargaining in there because I don't know that that's particularly relevant.
Okay. Denial, anger, depression, acceptance. Where are you right now with the Phoenix Suns' playoff exit and why?
Anger.
What are the stages again?
Denial, anger, depression, and acceptance.
I'm probably past the anger and into depression, and I don't know if the acceptance is ever coming. I thought it would. I don't know.
What dance?
I feel like singing a sappy song about never getting over you.
There you go. Tomorrow. Do it up.
Ooh.
What Dan said earlier about, like, because after last year's run was so surprising and so joyous that you couldn't wait for the next season to begin.
Yeah, right.
Because you wanted to see what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The way this season ended, like you said, you're like, we have to go through another 82 games of this now just to get back to where we were.
And what's worse about it is that no matter how many games they win or how good they look in the regular season will not matter.
Nope.
Right.
They really can't win.
No.
No matter how many games they win, we're like, okay, prove it.
Yeah. Yep.
It's the 7 seconds or less Suns all over again.
Yes. Right.
I'm predicting it right now. 74 regular season wins next year.
Okay, you're just being goofy.
74.
Why? It's possible.
74 and 8.
They're only 10 games away from that.
Oh, my. Okay. We'll hold you to it, Vince.
That would only break the record by one game.
I know.
Oh, no. Now that there's been a magic adjustment made on them, they're not going to win ever again.
Oh, they only make those adjustments in the postseason. Yeah. We know this.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, let's get to our listener responses. 40% of our voters say they've already accepted it. I'm surprised by that. That's high. 40%
people in a good mental space. Good for them.
Congrats to you guys. 29% are in the depression stage. That's what I voted for. 25% are in the anger stage. 6% are still in denial.
That didn't happen.
There's a game tonight. That didn't happen. Come on.
Game 8.
By the way, text ticket to 62620 for game 8 of the Western Conference Final.
You shouldn't have said that because somebody is going to do
someone's
that.
Someone's
going
to do it and someone's going to sue us.
Hey, it just builds the database.
Right.
I was just reading about somebody sued Red Bull because their product didn't literally give them wings.
Stop.
Did they win?
They did. It was a class action suit for like $60 million or something.
Gosh, I hate people so much.
I don't want to be here anymore.
I don't want to be on this planet. Well, if you drink Red Bull, it'll maybe shoot you off this planet.
Don't suggest that. Not literally.
I'm suing Sarah now for suggesting that would happen.
Good
luck. That's a good name for a band.
Million.
Suing Sarah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like it. Okay. All right, let's move on to our next question. Throughout this show and yesterday's show, we've tried to speculate about what could have possibly happened to Chris Paul, be it injury or something else, to make him just kind of disintegrate in this last series. Was he injured? Was he really that easy to shut down? All that good stuff. We want to know, open-ended question, what is your biggest concern about Chris Paul moving forward, if you have any, which I believe you guys do?
I do believe he was injured, and I do believe that they're kind of keeping a lid on that because, there's heavy questions for Monty Williams. Why did you continue to play him if he was injured? And I don't think anybody really wants to put that in the public discussion. So I do believe he was injured. So in my frame of mind, it's what circumstance will he ever last a postseason? Because he had the perfect set up this year. He had a month off, and then he had a short ramp up to the postseason. I thought that was going to be the biggest silver lining. And then somewhere, clearly to me, in game two, something happened.
Mm-hmm. Vince?
It's hard to deny any of that. My biggest concern is that the sands of the hourglass are running out. For as recently as we were talking about, wow, this guy's playing his best basketball at age 36. And since the birthday, that hasn't happened. So the biggest concern is whether or not he can ever overcome this stigma, this label that he can't get it done, because he's not going to play for any other NBA team. I mean, this is his last stop. And if it doesn't happen here, it's not happening for him. And that means it's probably not happening for the Suns anytime soon. I know it's a long answer, but I mean, I guess the biggest concern is that he hasn't answered any of those questions yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kalen, similar to you, Vince, he says his biggest concern is that time does not move backwards. Chris Paul has been injured every time the Suns have made a playoff run with him, so twice now, and there is zero reason to believe that won't happen again. Troy Lopez says Chris Paul's reputation is that he is relentless to his teammates and that it burns them out. Maybe that has run its course. Travis says, I just want an honest answer as to what happened with Chris Paul. If we can't get an honest answer, then how can anyone trust another run next season?
That's fair.
That is fair, and that's going to be something that you wonder about, because Monty Williams, he really went overboard covering for Chris Paul after the Game 7 press conference, to the point when he took ownership for riding him too hard. That's when I thought, okay, this is
suspicious.
Yeah, we're never going to get to the bottom of this, because Chris Paul does not tolerate that.
Right.
Show no weakness, never admit an injury. We'll find out a couple months from now on some podcast.
Yes, we will. J.J. Redick will have this group in August. Right. Yeah. All right, let's get to our final question quickly, as we have Bobby Marks coming up next from ESPN joining us on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Dame Lillard. Writing for Chris Paul on Twitter, as Pat Bev is slandering him all over ESPN, Dame Lillard took to Twitter and was supporting Chris Paul all over his Twitter account. And there have now been some eyeballs from Suns fans looking at Dame Lillard. So this is a yes or no question, guys. Would you trade DeAndre Ayton, Cam Johnson, and a first for Dame? Yes or no? And those are the terms.
Ugh.
D.A., Cam Johnson, a first-round pick.
I know I kind of jokingly suggested future Phoenix Sun Damian Lillard. When faced with that reality, it's two of my favorite players for one of probably my favorite non-Suns player in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he does give them something they would need, and that is another shot creator. But, I'm going to lean towards no right now.
Really?
Yeah. You saying yes?
Okay. Yeah, I think I would say yes. Even though the only thing that gives me pause is, like, J.A. Adande, what he said, the size seems to be a factor with this basketball team. You trade D.A., now who's going to rebound?
Sure.
Yeah, but I mean, look at the two teams still playing in the West. They're not exactly big teams.
Yeah, the Warriors.
Does the lack of defense concern?
Well, Dame doesn't play a whole ton of defense.
Not too much.
I'm leaning towards no. I can be swayed.
Okay.
It's a long summer.
Indeed.
All right.
We've got time to talk this out.
It's time to pay DeAndre Ayton then. You won't commit to that either.
Vic, I've never been more confused on it ever. And for reasons we've discussed, sleeping two hours a night during an NBA season?
Yeah,
you can play video games for 10 hours, but you got to get more sleep.
For the record, 57% of our voters say yes, do that deal.
Okay. It'll be interesting to see what that percentage looks like. Thank you, Sarah.
Yes.
Social studies morning at 9 o'clock on Twitter at @Bickley_Marotta. We'll get into DeAndre Ayton and the summer ahead for the Phoenix Suns. ESPN NBA front office insider Bobby Marks joins us next. It's Bickley and Marotta Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Dan Bickley and Marotta.
Bickley and Marotta Mornings.
Yeah, we continue. It's the Tuesday edition of Bickley and Marotta Mornings, live from the Ak Chin Community Studios. Let the off-season work begin. for the Phoenix Suns after their embarrassing exit from the NBA playoffs, and here to talk about what lies ahead for the franchise from ESPN, their NBA front office insider, Bobby Marks, our guest here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Bobby, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. We're still trying to process what we saw, but it doesn't matter if we process it or not. There's work to be done for the Phoenix Suns. But I want to start with maybe their biggest question this offseason, and that is the DeAndre Ayton question. And, mm-hmm. and I'll frame it this way, Bobby. Do you think anything that happened in Game 7, there was some dissension on the bench, there was a blow-up between DeAndre Ayton and Monty Williams that could not be hidden. Do you think that affects anything moving forward for the Suns or Ayton?
It shouldn't. I mean, I think if you're making a decision 24 hours after the loss, then maybe it does. But I think you eventually you're going to have a cooling off period here, whether it be, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you know, when we get closer to, you know, to June 30th and July 1st here. I mean, I think Ayton over the course of 2 years has shown his value. And I think, you know, Sunday night was a dud for everyone. I mean, yeah. You look around the roster, and I know certainly Ayton probably was not happy with his minutes, his touches, his impact in the game here. But, you know, I mean, if you're going to question his maturity, then maybe that's one thing. But I don't think it should. I mean, I think now it's a matter of what does Phoenix think, and, you know, what direction they go with him as far as when we get to free agency.
I guess the question would be if they weren't convinced after last postseason when he was mm-hmm. markedly better than he was in this postseason, what would prompt them to do it now? And philosophically, with the way the NBA is going, is it smart to invest that kind of money in a big? It's quite a conundrum.
Yeah, I mean, there's only a handful of them that get that type of money, right? I mean, when you're looking at Bam Adebayo and Rudy Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns and, you know, the back-to-back MVP and Jokic, I mean, that's, you know, bigs are not max guys. I mean, that's the way, and you've seen it the way the league has been constructed where, you know, it's more of kind of, you know, built on wings. If you're going to tie up $30 million into one player, then that's kind of, you know, that's the direction that you're going to go in here. So I just think there's a lot of different ways you can look at it. You know, you take an aggressive approach and you try to get them, you know, locked up right off the bat. From what I understand, and I'm out here in Chicago, is that, you know, the likelihood is he's not taking anything less than the max.
Mm-hmm.
So right. What is the, you know, is there a team out there, right? So you've got restricted free agency. He's got a qualifying offer of 16-4 that he has an insurance policy. Is there a team out there, whether it be San Antonio or Indiana, Portland, that will put an offer sheet down? And if you're Phoenix, I think you just kind of sit back and let that take place. And then, you know, worst case scenario, you have him on a 4-year, $131 million, and it's $48 million less than what he was looking for here. So I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of different options, and I think they'll weigh everything in the next 5 weeks.
Bobby Marks from ESPN, their NBA front office insider, our guest here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. I know there's a lot of emotional reaction to, you know, a team falling short of its goals, especially as the Suns did in such a disappointing way in Game 7. But when you look at this Suns roster moving forward, and you've got a great piece on ESPN breaking it all down and what their possibilities are. 9 players under contract already for next year with guaranteed money. Do you see a glaring weakness on this roster that the Suns need to, and let's say Ayton's back. Do you see a glaring weakness that the Suns need to fill this offseason, Bobby?
Backup point guard.
Yeah.
I think it's backup point guard, a guy who can kind of start for you. I mean, I think that the goal is to try to preserve Chris as much as you can. I mean, I think a guy that can give you, you know, 20 to 25 minutes off your bench. I mean, I think, you know, certainly disappointed with how, you know, Cameron played this year, you know, for the long haul, didn't have as much of an impact as he did last year. So I think that's kind of the goal, is where do you find that backup point guard? You don't have a draft pick. Ayton comes back, you basically only have your tax mid-level exception, and will ownership kind of authorize that to you? So, I mean, it comes back to the Ayton piece. Does Ayton turn into, right? I mean, does Ayton turn into something in a signing trade where you can get two or three players here? And then maybe you bring back, you know, JaVale McGee as your center, or you figure out what to do there and spend less there. Maybe it's, you know, maybe you get a guy like, I'm just throwing out names, like Malcolm Brogdon, for example, right?
Yeah.
That kind of, you know, that can start for you or can come off the bench here. Because I do think it is a priority, and I think you, as these playoffs went on, you saw Chris wearing down significantly here, and I think that just kind of protects you, you know, better.
Yeah, and what does that say about what you have to do as a team? Because the idea of running it back, if we learned anything from the Steve Nash Suns, it's that when you get emotional and you get agitated and frustrated, you sometimes you break things up that you should kind of stick with. Yet with Chris Paul now, he had a month off before the postseason began, and apparently if he is injured again, it didn't take long for that to happen, and this has continued. It continues to be his playoff narrative, and you feel terrible because of it, but you've got a plan against that, don't you?
You do. I mean, I think there's a difference between regular season and the postseason is just a grind here. I mean, I think you have to have regular season depth and playoff depth, you know, combined here. You know, regular season is to get you one of these top seeds here, and then playoff depth is going to, you know, prepare you in case you do have an injury, you know, similar to what Milwaukee went through with Chris Middleton. They didn't have anybody like kind of waiting in the wings to kind of come up here. And, but yeah, I mean, that's, you know, the grind of, you know, one injury can, you know, will set a team. Doesn't matter what you do during the regular season and win 64 games and get through New Orleans here. But if you don't have a player at full strength and who they've relied heavily on, you're going to lose, you know, you're going to lose a game seven at home. You know, none of us thought in that type of fashion, but it just makes you more vulnerable.
Talking with Bobby Marks from ESPN here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Before we let you go, also Cameron Johnson, I think 3 months ago, all would have said he's going to get his extension. Then he got hurt. He wasn't the same player after the injury. What are you feeling about Cam Johnson's future and the possibility of an extension this summer?
I think it's something that gets played out until October. We see there's a trend where if you're not a max player, you don't get taken care of right off when free agency starts. Uh-huh. It's just the history there, and I think that's something that if there's a deal to be made, it will be closer to the start of the season. I mean, that's another thing. Like, are you willing to pay $14 to $16 million? But Crowder is an unrestricted free agent the following year, so his number comes off. So I think that's, you know, as you guys know, these things take a compromise here. And I think if you're Johnson, does he look at the offseason of 2023, where maybe there's a bigger marketplace for him? Yeah. But I'd be stunned if we see that in the first couple weeks of free agency. Well,
Bobby, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for making time for us this morning.
You guys, thank you.
Thank you. Bobby Marks, NBA front office insider for ESPN. He joined us on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Get your price at 72sold.com. Also want to remind you, you can text your thoughts to the FanDuel text line. It's open at 620-620 right now. Coming up next, things getting back to normal, unfortunately, but fortunately also. That means getting back to Tuesday edition of Mustache, not a mustache. That's straight ahead. Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports Poll Question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
All right, welcome back to Bickley and Murata Mornings here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Final half hour of the show. And guys, it's been a minute since we've done Mustache, Not a Mustache. Really since the start of the playoffs.
Week.
Oh, was I here for it?
Yes.
That's funny.
I don't think that's true.
Can we do it
I don't
on
think
Tuesday,
that's
though?
True.
We did it last.
Yeah,
we did it
we
last
did it
week.
Tuesday,
sure.
And
well,
Sarah
it was Tuesday,
wasn't here.
I wasn't here.
Gosh.
Jarrett,
come on, Jarrett.
I was here on Wednesday, Jarrett. Okay,
shut
so
up,
it's
Jarrett.
Been a minute since I've been a while for Mustache, Not a Mustache. But before we get into America's fastest growing quiz,
facial
hair related quiz sensation, still got to get that down. We're going to ArizonaSports.com, guys, for today's poll question. Talking about DeAndre Ayton, what would you prefer the Suns do with DA? Given the max or a sign and trade?
Again, I'm so perplexed by this question.
Mm-hmm.
It's like giving me anxiety now. And I was so dead set on pay the man.
I know.
But I have
you were I know. You when he was half the player, you were behind him stronger than you are now.
That's true.
I don't care. You place the vote, Vic. I'm sitting on the fence, and it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's
pointy down here.
All right.
Ow.
It's a tricky question because I want to know, are you trading him because you don't want to pay him, or are you trading him to get something that fits you better?
Yeah.
That's what I would like to know.
That's a great question.
That's what I would like to know. So if it were to get a guy, a superstar like Damian Lillard, then I'd say yes. Mm. So I cast my vote for that.
For sign and trade?
Yep.
Oh, wow. 69% of our voters say sign and trade for DA. 31% say pay him, give him the max.
There were a couple of moments recently that were really bothersome to me. The video game anecdote is one of them. I can't get it out of my head.
I can't get the sleep part out of my head.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that at the beginning of the playoffs, but maybe even, I think it was the beginning of the Mavericks series, we did a poll and most people voted they would rather have Ayton than Luka. That's how quickly things have changed.
Isn't that amazing?
In 2 weeks.
Yeah. But again, now you're talking about that game four when he got that ball in the post and he had nothing but wide open territory and he spun the other way. Right.
Instead of we're one possession. Yep.
I know. Right. I know. But you're right. And right. It's
all right.
Oh, that's your Sanderson Ford poll question. You can vote on it now on the homepage at arizonasports.com.
Mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache. A mustache, a mustache. Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you only got a mustache.
Okay, so this is about mustaches.
That's right. That was a cameo at the end there by Gabe Kapler.
I had that ready to go for like an off-the-grid thing. I never used it.
One of the great mustache-related rants.
Yes.
Wow, I missed that.
Yes. He talks about whether having a beard, a full beard, counts as having a mustache. It's tremendous audio. But that's what I added on there. And this is America's fastest-growing facial hair-related quiz sensation, Mustache.
Not a mustache.
And today will be all Game 7 themed.
Oh, no.
So it will be all about quitting, heartbreak, vanishing.
Wow. Showing up.
Yep, all that kind of stuff. And here's what's going to happen. I'm going to play a quote, a soundbite from a movie, a TV show, a song, or an interview. And you have to tell me whether the person talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache. And then you get an extra point if you identify the person. First one, the 10 wins.
Vic, you won last week in the tiebreaker.
No, I did.
Right?
That's right. I'll go first, Jared.
All right, here we go. We're going to start with some music.
Okay. If you had one shot, one opportunity, seize everything you ever wanted, one moment that you capture, just let it slip.
Marshall Mathers, not a mustache.
Hey, there you go. Yes, and
has one now, doesn't he? But not then.
He does. He has a beard.
Yeah, he does now.
Dyes black.
Does that mean he has a mustache, Jared?
It does, of course. That was such a weird. I didn't ever.
Gabe Kapler would have a hard time with this game. I think.
Gabe Kapler, Gabe Kaplan, they all have mustaches.
Mr. Cado.
That's right. All right, Vince.
Yes.
That is the late, great Michael Hutchence of In Excess, not a mustache.
That is correct. The Suns disappeared in that game. All right, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I don't even know. And it's crazy because now that I'm not on the team, you know, you can just sit back, man, and call it how it is, be honest with yourself, and you still have these conversations with the guys, bro, mm-hmm. of, like, trying to figure out what the hell went wrong, goes wrong. And you don't even know.
Why can I not place that one?
Yeah, I can't
Thankfully,
either.
That's not my
fairly recent quote.
Yeah, and it's somebody about, and it's somebody who's not there anymore.
Ooh.
Yeah, I couldn't place the voice. I'm going to decide. I have no clue. I will guess mustache.
That is correct, mustache. It was Chase Edmonds.
Oh,
and his interview
right,
on the Patrick
right,
Peterson podcast.
Right.
When he was, that was right. all about
that's
like throwing
right.
everybody under the bus
that's
and whatnot.
Right.
That's
yep.
a tough one.
That was a tough one. All right, Vince.
Yes.
And we got the top 10 messages on Alex Rodriguez's answering machine here. We go number 10. Could you find a steroid that keeps you from choking in the playoffs?
David Letterman, at that time, not a mustache.
That is correct.
4-3, I lead.
All right. Dan?
I miss the top 10 list so much.
Do you bury me when I'm gone? Do you teach me while I'm here? Just as soon as I belong, this time I disappear.
That's James Hetfield, at the time, mustache.
All right, that is 5-4?
Yes.
5-4, okay.
So he was right.
Yes.
5-4, Vinny. Bick.
Are you ready?
Yes.
okay.
But you will come to a place where the only thing you feel are loaded guns in your face, and you'll have to deal.
Billy Joel, not a mustache.
That is correct. That is correct.
All right, 6-5.
Did not deal with the pressure well there.
They did not.
No. All right.
And they didn't even have loaded guns in their face.
All right, Dan. Ready? Are you ready, Dan?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm ready,
okay,
Jared.
Good. I just wanted to make sure that you were ready.
Quite ready.
Okay, well then.
I said I'd sooner get Munsoned out here in the middle of nowhere.
Munsoned?
You know, Munsoned. To be up a creek without a paddle, to have the whole world in the palm of your hand and then blow it. You know, it's a figure of speech.
I have no idea. Not a mustache.
Not a mustache is correct. That's Randy Quaid from Kingpin. Vince?
Yes, I am ready, Jarrett.
Good.
Jesus, everything ends badly. Otherwise, it wouldn't end. Believe me, Bonnie, you are going to wake up in the morning with a sigh of relief, because I'm not there.
That is my favorite bad movie of all time.
Really?
Cocktail. Tom Cruise. Not a mustache.
That is correct. That's a very quoted line good movie.
That's my favorite line from that movie, and it's so true.
Everything ends badly or else it wouldn't end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, Dan.
Yep.
Shave your face with some ace in the dark. Saving all your fruit stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo, cut it. So open the door. I'm a loser, baby.
That would be Beck, not a mustache.
That is correct.
All right. So it's tied at 8. I can win it here.
You could win it here.
In regulation.
That is correct. You only need one of the two correct here. Ready?
Yes. I mean, there's three people singing there.
There's four people singing.
Well, yeah, that was when they were still a quartet, as we figured out earlier in the week or last week. Do I have to name all of their facial hair preferences?
What's the band?
It's Boys to Men, but again, there's four different people.
That's right.
Who's he identifying?
Did they all have a mustache? Yes.
Three of the four had a mustache.
That's a horrible clue.
No, because in the weighted world of mustache, not a mustache, majority rules.
Oh, well, yeah.
We all know that.
Wow. This is
You're like the USFL, Jarrett. You're making up your rules as you go along.
Okay, so this is about mustaches.
Okay, guys. You need to relax. But that's how you play.
Mustache. Kind of.
Not a mustache.
A mustache.
Jared is something else. Coming up next, final thoughts on this Tuesday. It's Bickley and Murata Mornings live from the Ak-Chin Community Studios, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
A mustache. If you only got a mustache.
Okay, so this is about mustaches.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Bickley and Murata, song of the day.
You remember this song, Dick?
Yeah, I do remember this song.
You remember the artist?
No.
I'll give you a half-eaten breakfast burrito if you can get the artist. By the way, thank you to our anonymous listener who had food delivered for us. Our listeners are the best, are they not?
Yeah, especially when they're just content to be anonymous, right?
Yeah. This is Frida.
Frida, I knew that.
Yeah, I know. One-hit wonder, definitely. I know there's something going on, which... that phrase came out of your mouth early in the show today and talking about, you know, and this belief is widespread about the Suns and that meltdown.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
Well, it isn't just my belief. It seems to be a lot of people's belief because there's more there than just the basketball team running into an adjustment.
That can't happen.
No, it can't happen.
Just based on X's and O's.
It can't.
Those two games.
No,
back
it
back.
Can't.
Unless Jason Kidd is the greatest coach that's ever
Which he
lived.
Isn't. We know he isn't. This is his third coaching job.
Maybe he finally got it right. So maybe Frida and all the people that believe this. I know there's something going on. Will we ever find out? There you go. That's today's song of the day.
Bickley and Murata going off the grid.
Off the grid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
A little daily dose of Vinny Joe trivia for you, or semi-daily. Over the weekend, Shohei Ohtani of the Angels became just the third Japanese-born player to hit 100 career Major League Baseball home runs. Can you name the other two Japanese-born players to have more than 100 home runs?
Hideki Matsui.
Hideki Matsui is one of them.
That's a good one.
You got the one I thought you wouldn't get.
Ichiro?
Ichiro didn't have 100 homers, did he?
Did he?
He did, huh?
17.
Wow.
I looked at his career stats. You would be hard-pressed to find any player in Major League history that had a better 10-year run to start his
career.
He
was one of my favorite players of all time. Just everything about that guy I loved. His throwing arm, his defensive ability. People watch him hit batting practice. It was a rocket show. It was home run after home run.
How many times did you hear that during his career?
Oh, yeah.
He could hit a home run whenever he wants.
Yeah.
He just chooses not to.
He also had like a swagger to him.
Oh, yeah.
A coolness. But I would say Albert Pujols had a better... first 10 years of his career.
Yeah, I mean, because he had the power. But, I mean, just the hit numbers and the average numbers, just crazy. And a better
Trout
defensive
too.
Player. Speaking of baseball, I hate to make fun of a guy who got hurt. Did you see the footage of Astros pitcher Jake Odorizzi?
No, I didn't.
He delivers a pitch, and it's a ground ball, bouncing ball to the right side of the infield. And he comes off the mound, and he falls. And he was down on the ground in obvious like writhing pain, and you're like, oh no. And then I don't think I've ever seen this before on a baseball field. He got stretchered off the field.
He did?
And you're thinking, oh my goodness, what happened to this guy? People were speculating it might have been an Achilles injury.
Mm-hmm.
His own manager, Dusty Baker, said and the Astros have described it as lower leg discomfort. He was on crutches and in a boot and in good spirits after the game, and Baker said he's probably doing better than it looked like on the mound.
Wow.
Can you imagine getting stretchered off of a baseball field because you have discomfort?
We sure he didn't poop his pants, Jarrett?
We have seen that before.
We have seen that before.
Maybe they wheeled off.
They just described
it. Maybe they didn't have a wheelchair. They thought
middle body discomfort.
Uh-huh.
I pooped my pants.
I hope he's all right, but man, that's what kind of popped into my mind
weird.
Was the Paul Pierce thing.
Yeah, right. That's some delicious poop there.
Geez.
Poop fest.
I wanted to hit the FanDuel text line at 620-620.
Right. I love poop.
Adam and Gilbert said, if we go after Dame, why would we keep CP3 to play off the bench? Only works if you get rid of him. Well, yes, that is true. But I don't think anybody in the National Basketball Association is trading for Chris Paul's contract at this point.
No,
nowhere for him.
Yeah, I know. That's
and I'm not saying
it.
I want him gone. I'm not saying that at all.
No, you're not saying anything at all. You're perched on a fence.
On that one.
Also the
The Ayton thing.
And the Ayton thing.
Don't the right. Warriors essentially play three guards all the time? Steph Clay and Jordan Poole.
Yeah, I mean, you could bump Devin Booker up to the three and go ultra small. I mean, again, not knowing what everything else looks like. Here's from Steve. DeAndre Ayton, he needs to learn and then use post-up moves. He needs to develop more sustained focus and intensity, mental and physical. That's one of the knocks people have on a basketball front from DeAndre Ayton, is that he doesn't have that go-to post move. It's, you know, he's got a lot of effective moves, but I think he's just making it up as he goes along. The true great back to their basket centers, which yeah. are a thing of the past now. I mean, Kareem had the sky hook. You had the dream shake from Hakeem. There's nothing.
I can't. Yeah, I don't know. I can't believe we're criticizing DeAndre. This is a guy that couldn't miss a shot a chunk of time. I cannot believe I'm hearing some of this stuff.
I'm just pointing out what people are pointing out.
All right.
That's not my thought.
All right.
You know how I do feel about DeAndre Ayton. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to J.A. Adonde, Bobby Marks for joining us. Thanks to you for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow morning at 6. Wolf and Luke are up next here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Have a great day, everybody.